Thank you.
And before I get into the public hearing part of this, I just want to go over some reminders regarding Zoom meetings. And I appreciate the comments from Representative Foster. We all hope for a time we're going to be back together. We were able to meet, I believe, for 6 meetings together. And we work much better when we're able to meet in person. But it is what it is, and we just have to deal with it. And I just want to remind everybody that we are on Zoom. As you look at your screen, Joseph Boucher is a representative of the governor's office. Andrew Butcher is the prospective president. And Heather Johnson is the commissioner of the Department of Economic and Economic and Community Development. Thank you. And you see on our screen, there's an EUT committee room AV, audio visual. That is a new feature that's being added in, I believe, to each of the committees. It allows people who are in the committee room to see the Zoom screen when we are on Zoom. So it's kind of a hybrid system of how we do things. A reminder that on Zoom, I just ask when you're not speaking that you mute yourself, and you have to be aware that any noises in your background when you're off mute come through on the Zoom. This is being live streamed and recorded. So be careful of what you say and how you say things. Treat it as if we were in the committee room, and it goes into the permanent record of the committee. Also, on chat comments, we ask that you not post in the chat comments. Chat comments are public. They are part of the committee process. So do not post anything in chat that you don't want to become part of the public record. With that, I'll start this committee meeting. Under the law and the joint rules of the legislature, this committee is required to hold this public hearing and to recommend either the confirmation or the denial of the nominee by majority vote of the committee members present and voting. And you do have to be live on Zoom. We do have to be able to see you in order for you to vote. As chairs of the committee, Representative Berry and I, we will then send written notice of the committee's recommendation to the president of the Senate, which will hold a confirmation hearing. And I believe that will be on January 26th, not a confirmation hearing, but either accept or reject the committee's recommendation. The committee will hear testimony and have an opportunity to question the governor or her representative, the nominee, and other persons present who wish to speak for or against the nomination. This meeting is currently being live streamed on the committee's YouTube channel. This means that anyone who is a participant in the meeting, and the participants are those people on the screen right now, via Zoom, can be seen and also heard if their microphone is unmuted. People testifying cannot be heard until they have been called upon to speak. This meeting will be recorded and available to view on the committee's YouTube channel soon after the meeting has been concluded. Pursuant to Title